It's the Beehive Archive on Utah Public Radio. I'm Megan Van Frank. Migration and travel have shaped Utah, and Utah has shaped the way we migrate and travel, literally. Over time, travel routes through Utah have tended to stay the same. Learn more after this.
I'm Cynthia Buckingham, Director of the Utah Humanities Council. Beehive Archive is brought to you on Utah Public Radio by the Utah Humanities Council with the generous support of the Lawrence T. and Janet T. D. Foundation. UHC is proud to partner with community organizations to tell Utah stories as part of our statewide tour of the Smithsonian exhibition, Journey Stories. Tune in each week for a new Utah journey story from the Beehive Archive.
Welcome to the Beehive Archive, a two-minute look at some of the most pivotal and peculiar events in Utah's history. Utah's ruggedly beautiful landscape draws admiration and visitors, but has always posed major obstacles to travel. In the distant past, Native peoples pioneered the most forgiving paths through jumbled landforms and arid deserts, and these trails largely defined the journeys made by later travelers. When trappers and explorers like Jedediah Smith and John Fremont blazed trails, they were actually following paths that had been trod by Native feet for centuries. Indeed, it was often Native peoples who showed intrepid explorers and pioneers the way. Following these same paths, the Old Spanish Trail shows the difficulties posed by Utah's landscape and the literal lengths that some would go to overcome them. In the 1830s and 40s, unforgiving terrain and chronic conflicts with Native peoples discouraged direct travel between the Mexican cities of Santa Fe and Los Angeles. Instead, caravans of horses and mules made a circuitous trek through modern-day Utah, crossing the Colorado and Green Rivers, arcing north of the San Rafael Swell, then south again to the Mojave Desert. During the same era, heavy traffic along the Overland Trail system caused a search for fresh pastures and alternate routes, stimulating trail variations known as cutoffs. In Utah, none was more important than the 1845 Hastings Cutoff, which brought California-bound travelers through the challenging Wasatch Mountains to the West Desert Salt Flats. This route became well-trodden thanks to the tide of Mormon migration that began in 1847. Journeys along the Overland Trail system declined after the Transcontinental Railroad was completed in Utah in 1869. Permanent railroad lines tended to follow the paths of least resistance already carved by trails and wagon roads. In many places, railroads were merely a new technology layered over well-established routes. The same holds true for Utah's roads. In the early 20th century, gravel highways replicated well-established patterns of movement, and our modern interstates generally follow those same historic routes. Overland trails and the original Transcontinental Railroad. Research and writing for this episode of the Beehive Archive were done by Greg Smoke of the American West Center. Sources and past episodes may be found at utahhumanities.org. For the Beehive Archive, a production of the Utah Humanities Council, I'm Megan Van Frank.